Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
Ann Ely in the studio with us. That is getting its first ever play. Okay, but then what? Is
that really all you got? Okay, but then what? I like this text from Tom in Ballarat who said, Illy's voice sounds like when you cut one of those lava cakes in half. It just oozes out.
Is that a good thing?
I think so.
Smooth
and hot.
Justin said, this is so much fun and I love it in all caps. Also like this one here from Tim.
Liam, never call my voice smooth and hot again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Tim said, Illy, you just keep getting better and better. Love it. Keep up the work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, mate, there you go. We mentioned that after 2.5 years, you're music's out there now.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. That's wild.
Yeah. How are you feeling now that it's out there? You less nervous than you were 2 seconds ago?
Yeah, it is what it is. Let's see. Hopefully it gets a good response, man. But like we were saying during the song, yeah. I've been sitting on that for a little while now, so it's kind of crazy that it's just played.
You also mentioned as well in the first break there that this is like, it's just you. There's no features on this song.
Yeah.
Could we go into that a bit more? So this is like you just wanting to hit it head on?
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, I've had so many songs. Like, I love collaborating with artists and I write my own stuff, but they really add their magic to it and their talents to it. But I kind of felt like there might be a bit of an expectation that that's what I'd come back with.
Mm. Right.
So I just wanted to not do that, basically.
I think you're going to zig, you zag.
Exactly. I like it. Well put. Yeah.
So do you think if there is, you know, potential new music coming out, is there anyone you've got your eye on to collaborate with?
Yeah, there's a few features we've got already for songs, but there's still some things to get worked out with other features. But yeah, man, there's a bunch. Like, I still love doing that. And yeah. And try as I might, I still am no better singer than I was 2 years ago. So I do need to have features, but yeah, not for this one.
Let's talk about what's coming up now in the future. Like, we don't want to wait another 2.5 years. You mentioned there you got a few things on the burn.
I'll never be away for that long again, bro.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. What is the plan? Like, is an album coming out? Is it a tour? Do you know what's going on?
Yeah, we got like a plan for an album probably towards the end of the year.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know exactly when.
Well, you got 80 music demos.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's more than enough for an album. So.
All right. And then after that, maybe a few more shows?
Yes. I don't have any details yet, but you guys will be the first to know.
That's okay. One thing you always get on your Instagram. I'm sure you've noticed this, but you always get people in the comments like, you've got to come to this small regional town. You've got to, because you always do it, it's definitely an expectation of you now.
Yeah, man, but I love touring like regional towns. Yeah. You know, they don't have that many people come through and they really appreciate when you do.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, man, once I can get a tour together, I'll see you in Karratha or Cumbria or wherever the hell. Yeah.
Do you know the smallest population town-wise that you've played?
I don't. No, but like one we've played like one street towns.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good vibe, man. They drink hard.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.